Your record in the last month has been absolutely terrific, unbeaten this month, in fact. And your record in championship games as Burnley manager in the last 60-something is pretty incredible. How much of that is down to consistency? Knowing the players, selecting consistent lineups, not making too many changes?
Well, it's an interesting one. So, fact for you. Last season, Hull, our first win in the Premier League. How many players do you think from that team are still playing, or how many changes do you think there were? This is for a manager, by the way, who picks the same team all the time. Exactly, six. So, you know, there is, the team does change. It does morph in something different. I'm aware of it, of course, and I don't need to go out speaking about it every single week because there's this kind of mythical thing that you just do the same thing over and over again. But we don't. We look at changes. We have to, by the nature of the business, and injuries have, you know, changed that. Player sales have changed that. Obviously, then bringing players in has changed that. So we do change, you know, more than people think. It's just that when you media guys, not you particularly, by the way, but they make a big deal out of picking the same team, people think you've been picking the same team for like 3 years. You know, they don't understand that there's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot of changes that happen in a football team, and it's more about gradual change. You know, radical change is sometimes when you go into a club, or, of course, finance can mean radical change. We've looked to, you know, it's kind of evolution, not revolution. You know, we've been trying to slowly evolve and continue evolving through all the challenges, through all the ups and downs. And I say it a lot, you know, for all people have often said about the simplicity and how we work and a lot about tactics, 4-4-2, etc. The nuances and the idiosyncrasies are the things that we notice and the things we look for. Fans, with all due respect, don't always notice that. And certainly media, pundits, etc. don't notice that because they can't be, you know, they can't always have the time to look more in depth. But, you know, the way that we operate is considerably different over the last 3 years now than what it was when we first came here, including tactical changes, of course. We played a 4-3-3 when we very first got here, and then that's morphed into a 4-4-1-1 stroke 4-4-2. So, you know, one thing for sure is I work with the players that we've got, the players that we believe in, and given them the best platform to work from. And they've done a fine job over a long period of time of being here, all the different players that have been involved in my 3 years.
How pleased are you to be where you are in the table, goal difference away from the top two, and in the form that you've been in and continue to be in?
Yeah, really pleased. I think, you know, people wondering in the summer, and we lost some very important players, and, you know, I've never denied that. We also feel we've brought some very important players in, and we've got a group of players who have been willing to learn and improve. So, you know, at the beginning of the season, people were oohing and aahing a little bit. Not so much our own fans, but people outside of that. You know, I believe in what we do, so do the players. We know what we're about. We are very confident about what we do and how we affect games and how we look to affect games. And, you know, there's good signs of that. I mean, it's still early doors. You know, it's not, we know it's a marathon, not a sprint. We've been down this road before. Football always is, of course. You know, the league is a longer campaign, and it's that consistency you spoke about earlier in the interview. You know, it's a key thing. You know, I've been very pleased with the players. You know, let's not mistake the fact, of course, you know, talking of me because it's 3 years this week. The players here through my 3 years, you know, the ins and outs, the ones who have been in the team, out the team, gone in and out the building, I can probably count. In fact, I couldn't tell you one who hasn't accepted what we've tried to do and tried to give us what they can. And that's a great thing. You know, the culture and the environment we set suggests that people have to do that or else they disappear. Some have disappeared for different reasons and not for that reason. There have been some very good players and very good characters in the last 3 years who have helped us no end. Just naturally, we have to make decisions on them players, and they've left the building and new ones come in. So, you know, the players, inevitably, that's what it comes down to for me, and they've been fantastic over the 3 years, and long may that continue going forwards.